Blackstone presents Cult Following, the extreme sects that capture our imaginations and take over our lives, by J.W. Auchor. This book is read by Kimberly M. Wetherell. To Christian Haunton, for both literary and life reasons. Introduction. We are all followers. Cult is a scary word, like terrorist or leprosy, Sharknado. Even people in cults don't like the word cult. Dictionary definitions do little to encapsulate the fear and loathing the word inspires. Merriam-Webster simply describes a cult as a religion regarded as unorthodox or spurious. The Oxford English Dictionary gets us a little closer to the creepy connotation with a relatively small group of people having especially religious beliefs or practices regarded by others as strange or sinister, or as exercising excessive control over members. Noted psychiatrist Robert J. Lifton, in the 1991 paper Cult Formation, goes deeper. To paraphrase, the three elements of his definition are 1. A charismatic leader who often becomes an object of worship. 2. A process of indoctrination. 3. A mechanism of exploitation, whether that be financial, sexual, or otherwise. Now things are getting scary, but it gets even worse. Cults often seem to end badly, whether in mass suicide, mass murder, or mere public embarrassment, such as Heaven's Gate members dead in their bunks, stomachs full of phenobarbital and applesauce, or Chen Dao in their white clothes and cowboy hats despondently leaving their suburban Texas neighborhood when UFOs didn't arrive on the day their leader promised, or Game of Thrones fans turning off their TVs gobsmacked at how 8 years of investment and dedication were rewarded with anti-climax. And there's always the good rule of thumb that if a group's leader wound up dead or in jail, the group was probably a cult. Despite these multiple definitions, and despite the stranglehold cults have on the public imagination, it's surprisingly difficult to define a cult, or even to recognize one. For example, there's a thin, blurry line between a religion and a cult. Lifton's definition can easily apply to any religion, but the imperceptible delineation between a cult...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?